From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the country has waited long enough to fix its costly health care system. The president spoke at a rally outside Washington before a weekend House vote on a sweeping overhaul bill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama calls this weekend's House vote the culmination of a health care debate that's gone on not only for the last year, but for much of the last century. He said presidents since Teddy Roosevelt have advocated an expansion of health care coverage. Congress is now within sight of such a move if the president and his supporters can persuade a majority of House members to vote for it.
So the only question left is this: are we going to let the special interests win once again? Or are we going to make this vote a victory for the American people?
Mr. Obama acknowledged that expanding coverage would cost money, but stressed the overhaul would be paid for and would actually reduce the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next two decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Fairfax, Virginia.
The president will do a bit more last-minute arm-twisting tomorrow when he meets with members of the House Democratic Caucus on Capitol Hill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the message from the White House has been pretty clear.
One of the ways that the White House has been reaching out to some lawmakers, and it worked with Ohio's Dennis Kucinich earlier this week, is saying his presidency is on the line here, that if this bill fails, if this president's effort fails, that it could doom his presidency.
NPR's Debbie Elliott. As Democrats mount a full-court press for passage of the president's health care overhaul bill, Republicans are just as adamant in their opposition to the measure. GOP lawmakers say passing the bill will cause Democrats problems in November. House Republican leader John Boehner, speaking to reporters today, said the bill is simply too big and too intrusive for many Americans to stomach.
American families and small businesses can't afford the premium increases, the Medicare cuts, the tax hikes, the job-killing mandates that are all contained in this massive government takeover of our health care system.
Democrats need 216 votes to approve the health care bill. A man who represented some Americans accused of kidnapping Haitian children in the days following the earthquake has himself been arrested, NPR's Greg Dixon reports.
Jorge Pueyo initially gave food, medicine, and legal assistance to missionaries from Idaho after they were detained in Haiti. The group's 10 members were arrested near the border of the Dominican Republic with 33 Haitian children they claimed were orphans. In fact, all the children had parents. According to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Pueyo was wanted in El Salvador for sexual exploitation of minors and human trafficking, and in Vermont and Canada for smuggling illegal immigrants. Pueyo was arrested in the Dominican Republic as he left a fast food restaurant. A spokesman for Dominican law enforcement said he was detained at the request of the U.S. government. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 37 points today. This is NPR. The chairman of the powerful Senate Banking Committee is calling on U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to take a closer look at circumstances that led to the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd's request comes in the wake of a review that finds Lehman used an accounting maneuver to at least partially hide its condition from regulators and shareholders. The firm's failure in 2008 was the biggest bankruptcy in U.S. history and helped lead to a financial meltdown that plunged the economy into recession. Oklahoma is gearing up for a powerful winter storm on the first day of spring. KOSU's Michael Cross reports.
The National Weather Service is issuing a winter storm warning from Saturday morning until Sunday night for much of the state, with snow accumulations up to 10 inches possible. Meteorologist Andrew Taylor says travelers need to be aware of possible blizzard, even whiteout conditions.
Visibility will be a serious concern, and that would primarily be from Saturday morning through the night and maybe into early Sunday morning.
State transportation officials are concerned about potentially disastrous conditions with the NCAA tournament in Oklahoma City and drivers returning from spring break. The National Weather Service expects the storm to just last through the weekend, as forecasted highs for Monday will head back up to the mid-50s. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
The estate of Anna Nicole Smith will receive none of the more than $300 million she'd claimed her late billionaire husband had promised her. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling the latest in a string of decisions surrounding the more than $1.5 billion estate left behind by oil magnate J. Howard Marshall after his death in 1995 at age 90. Smith died of a drug overdose in 2007. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.